This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's the last time, for a while anyway, that we're going to have to deal with a map as the lead story of the day. You know the one I'm talking about. It's red and blue, got electoral votes written all over it. Tells the story of politics in this country. That's what maps do, after all. They tell stories, which is what makes being able to read them so important. Harm DeBlay is a professor of geography at Michigan State University. His new book is called Why Geography Matters Now More Than Ever. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You actually have your students, or you recommend that your students sit down and read a map as they would read a novel, right, as they would actually read a book.
I do suggest to my students that if they spend, let us say, 20 minutes on two columns of text in a book, they ought to spend that 20 minutes on the map. That is maybe on another page. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, a map can be worth 1,000,000 words.
You write early in this book about how you got into geography, about being a child in Europe, in Holland, in the Second World War.
Yes.
And I'd love to get your take now on the map of Europe and how it has changed in your lifetime. Just the coming together of the European Union and now, quite possibly, potentially, who knows, maybe, the dissolution or the sundering somehow of that union.
My 9/11 happened on May 14, 1940, when my hometown, Rotterdam, was destroyed by the Nazis. When that war ended, my parents, who were musicians, were sure that Stalin would be next. And my parents were not going to make the same mistake again. They were going to leave. But, of course, as they left, the European Union was beginning to develop. Six members, then nine, and eventually now we're at 28 with the ascent of Croatia. The question is, did that integration, which has taken not much more than half a century, did it go too fast and therefore became too shallow to encompass all the diversity that European politics, economics, and culture entails? It does seem as though there is a reversal underway, and that there are going to be several Europes. And you wonder if that's tenable, whether a Europe that is divided in an era of globalization will have the cohesion to survive.
Well, so what do you think? You're the professional geographer. Because it's more than just lines on a map, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is the point. The fact of the matter is, this is people's attitudes. Why we talk about the Greeks as supposedly being lazy and not paying their taxes and not. You say, what do I think? I was born in the Netherlands. I grew up in a pretty, frankly, fractious society. My first 10 years of life, including those 5 years of the war, made me realize it's the system that's got to prevent it. And unfortunately, in Europe, the system that they've tried to create to get over their fractiousness in various context is not working well.
Harm DeBlay is a professor of geography at Michigan State University. His most recent book is called Why Geography Matters More Than Ever. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.